with Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
So earlier this year, we covered an interesting story in Five Things You Need to Know with Darren, Kerry and Sky. With all the commotion that was happening in terms of the surfers in Durban, and they had like a protest because they were like, but our waters were already social distancing and these levels of lockdown are not making any sense to us. But it was something like that. And this weekend, I come across a story and it's, for me, the most perfect poster story for kissing and makeup. Okay, like when you're gonna kiss and make up with someone, I think this is what you need to send them, because the headline of the story read, Durban man treats metro cops to breakfast, surfing lessons for their lockdown efforts. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's Berwick de Vries, the man who's treating people to breakfast, but not Darren, Kerry and Sky. We're gonna get back to that. But anyway, Berwick, welcome to the show and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Can we maybe start off with the thing I just said now? You're treating people, metro cops, to breakfast. What about Darren, Kerry and Sky, Chief? Oh, what's happening there?
Hey, we're gonna have to make a plan.
Yeah, you know, we have breakfast and then you can also do some surfing lessons. How are you? The last time we heard your name before this story came up, you were getting a bit of trouble. You were being told by cops to get out the water because we're in a lockdown. How did you get out of that and how are you now?
Thanks. I'm doing really well now. But yeah, so because of that beach rule, we couldn't cross the sand to get into the ocean because obviously that was against the rules. So we decided to launch a boat out the harbor and come from the ocean side rather than the beach side. And we jumped on pretty far out outside of the shark nets and paddled in. And then as the morning went on, there was more and more blue lights starting to twinkle on the beach. And then we're up the pier and next thing, the surf and rescue boat, the police boat comes out. The lifeguards come out to us. We paddle back to the boat and then they escort us in. And for about the 10-minute drive back in, we were all just sitting, looking at a bunch of search and rescue guys escorting us in. So it was definitely a bit of a stressful time, but it all went pretty well.
So what couldn't you understand? So tell me your guys' logic back then in terms of, I know I kind of feel you, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to be that guy. But what couldn't you understand in terms of we're in lockdown, but we're out there in the ocean?
If anyone's been a surfer that's listening to the show, they'll know that that surfers don't really sit too close to each other in the water because it's kind of against the rules. You know, we only ride one person at a time when we're on a wave because it's against the code or whatever you'd call it to kind of ride the same wave. Social distancing was always going to be upheld. Yeah, bro. And then also just when everyone's locked down inside, you know, it's not a team sport. So it's just with so much stress that was happening, everyone is just so out of rhythm with what they normally do and kind of feeling a bit trapped. And just from the mental health side of things too, just for you to go out there by yourself, get those little early mornings, watch the sunrise, and then go back and sit in your house the rest of the day, you know, like we were.
Yeah.
So it's just, I thought it was a very healthy thing physically and mentally. And so we just didn't think that we were doing anything bad. And we didn't think we were going to be endangering any people by going surfing.
So tell me something. If you get arrested in water, do you get a criminal record on land? I just want to figure. I'm asking for a friend.
Okay, I'm a friend. I'm here for you. Because they came to the boat, but then when writing us up, we got back onto land, you know, so that I think then that we were back in their jurisdiction. So yeah, we got written up by the land cops. There's no police mermaids or anything like giving us tickets.
Okay. No, I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, so now we fast forward to the story. It's such a full good story, bro. And I want to commend you on this amazing gesture. But maybe explain it to us in terms of someone who hasn't read the story or someone who hasn't seen it online. The treating metro cops to breakfast and surfing lessons, because the breakfast part actually ties in with what happened in the first place.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, basically, I've teamed up with a coffee company called Ella Coffee, and we wanted to just do something cool. We didn't want to just do you know, a cheesy way of getting the brand out there. So what we thought was, let's do something good And we came up with the concept, the monthly Ella board meeting with Beric. So what we do is once a month, the last one was in Cape Town, this one is in Durban, but we take outstanding citizens or outstanding people from, you know, whether it's in Cape Town, we took the firefighters just for a day in the morning in the ocean, because after that stressful time of them fighting those fires a little bit ago, you know, the ocean comes a lot of fun. It's and it's also a cool way for me and for people to kind of get to give credits in a way, but then also learn a bit more about what these kind of heroes do for us, you know? So this time we took the search and rescue team. Dave, the stories that I heard while we were in the water, what they go through on a day-to-day basis is just ridiculous, you know? And it's a thankless job, bro. So the day that they had to escort us in, they all had just sat down early in the morning and their hot breakfast had just come at the one restaurant. And then they got the call. You had a couple of surfers out the water.
I'm not laughing. carry on, bro.
So I mean, they just said that was the biggest inconvenience with them because they were so amped for this child. That day back then, I just thought to myself, one day I hope I can do something cool and get these guys a breakfast, maybe take them surfing to kind of show them what we were just trying to do, and maybe they could see that it's, you know, the social distancing, like they could see for themselves exactly what I was meaning. And it was a really nice morning in the ocean there, and then I asked a good little breakfast, and everyone leaving with smiles.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, because it sounds like it was a proper vibe out there. But tell me something. So did you guys get the same people that had escorted you out of the water, hashtag arrested you guys for this free breakfast now? Or was it a different shift?
No, yeah. So there was a couple of the same guys.
Yeah.
And then a couple, one of the guys, he had to call in sick that day, which is unfortunate. But yeah, maybe I can send him a brekkie bun or something one of these days.
Yeah, and the surfing lessons, obviously search and rescue. How's that? Surf and rescue could be something, just saying.
New division of the Metro Cops.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting to. I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm pretty sure they obviously divers, they're pretty damn good in the water. But how good were they when you were teaching them how to surf?
Yeah, so
be honest.
I mean, the guys know who they were. They weren't really getting all the way up, you know.
Yeah.
But bro, one of the guys stood up on the first wave, and just like as the wave came, he just paddled into this thing and just stood up it wasn't even an easy one to stand up on, and he just popped up, and just rode the wave first go, and he kind of paddles back out and looks at me and like, is that it? And I was like, oh. Jeez, bro, I'm trying to make a job out of this, and you're telling me it's easy. So it was unbelievable to see. You could definitely see the strength in the water that they had, and how like fit and strong, and also just ballsy they are, man. Because you know they were telling me how they have to go down cliffs in gorges, but like, you know, 100 meters down a cliff just to go for rescue or get a dead body from the bottom there, or they have to go at the bottom of rivers when they can't see anything, and they have to be just looking for lost things with their hands, and just all these crazy different stories. So it was definitely, you could definitely see that they were very athletic, and one of the guys got it really well.
Yeah, but I mean, I saw some of the pictures. There's a colored gentleman here who's from the search and rescue team, and he looks pretty comfortable standing on that, because I know Kerry Miller is still struggling to stand. So obviously she can hear you. Can you give her any tips on quick ways to just get ready to, because she's a yogi as well, bro. So yeah. I don't know.
Just make sure you're paddling faster than the waves.
if
the waves going faster than you, then you've got trouble coming from behind. So you know what I mean? I think that's one little tip, but just try paddle faster than the wave. So then you can have one up on the wave. Kerry, come on. And also just a couple warrior threes and twos. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
That flexibility.
Yeah.
Paddling fast. And then I think Kerry's going to be in one of my surfing competitions coming up.
Well, there you have it. Everyone listening right now, free surfing lesson from the man himself. Just quickly, though, in terms of going forward, the one thing I would actually like to see, obviously doing this with the search and rescue team, there are a lot of kids out there on the beach who you know, they're there, and some of them are doing naughty things, and some of them are not going, they don't want to go to school. Do you have any initiatives, or how the government says initiatives, in terms of getting these bad girls and boys in the water? And because, say, bro, surfing sounds cool, bro. It looks cool. Like, I'm a big man, Beric, bro. So I just got into my 30s, or I am 30. I don't know if it's too late or whatever. But like, for the kids out there, you know, the, let's say disadvantaged kids, are there any things you have up your sleeve to get the kids of Durban surfing?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of one of the foundations that I'm friends with and a semi-ambassador is Surfers Not Street Children. I don't know if you've ever heard of those guys. Plug coming up. So basically Surfers Not Street Children help all the street kids that are in Durban. But they've got a little, like a kind of a warehouse garage there at Newpier, just beyond California Dreaming. And, you know, the theory is the more that the kids are learning how to surf on that side of the beach, the less they're going to be on the streets and getting into numbers gangs and getting into the trouble that the streets bring. So, yeah, Surfers on Street Children definitely do an amazing job of doing that. But, yeah, if I'm going to say just to other kids that are, I don't know, if that are wanting to kind of do something cool and get into something that's going to really improve your life, then literally go buy a surfboard and start surfing. Go to a local beach, paddle out, because all the lessons that you learn and the brotherhoods you make and all the life lessons that the ocean brings really helps, man. And that's kind of why I'm like wanting to get these people that have these stressful jobs into the water, because it just brings a lot of peace, you know, and it's really good. So I definitely urge people to buy a surfboard, look up, maybe get some surf lessons, and get in the ocean, bro. I think it really improves life, quality of life.
Bro, that is absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure you're going to send us some details that we can put up in terms of our social media and our East Coast Radio website to just link people up to that foundation. I have one more question for you. Obviously, it is an Olympic year, touch wood. I hope it still does happen, but it looked like it will happen this year in Tokyo. Surfing will be there. Shout out to that.
Yes.
Who should we be excited about in terms of any South Africans? You know, obviously, I don't want to talk about gold medals and all that kind of. I want to talk about just pushing people and supporting people, because the Olympics is a long a tournament, or it's a long month or so in terms of that. And you watch a lot of sports. The last Olympics, we got to watch some dressage. I don't want to say too much about that, Beric, because I got into some trouble from people in Shongweni. But anyway, let's talk about surfing. No, bro, I'll tell you on WhatsApp, bro. Let's talk about surfing. Who are we getting excited about?
When we do that breakfast.
Yeah, when we do that breakfast, I'll tell you, bro. Don't worry.
We can talk ponies.
Exactly. So who are we getting excited about, South Africa?
Bro, you know what? I don't know the final team yet, but Jordy Smith.
Jordy, yeah.
I'm sure you guys have. Jordy is, bro, the guy's like a fine wine. He's getting better with age, and he's really strong. I know that he just went through a little knee surgery up, so I wish him a quick recovery. But yeah, so if that knee is all good, I think Jordy really is. There's a good chance of going all the way there.
Okay, well, there you have it, Jordy. That's the name, obviously, we all know. Before you go, I always ask my guests this question in terms of it's quite an interesting question, and it says a lot about the person, the way they answer this question. So, tick, surfing is a sport. We know that 100%. My question to you, sir, is chess a sport?
Well, I think that I need to watch my words. I don't need the dressage team and the chess community teaming up against us, yeah, bro. I'm gonna go with yes.
According to Beric de Vries, chess is a sport.
Yes. I'm going to... Yes. Yeah, okay. Final answer, yes.
Okay, the final answer has been locked in. All I'm going to say is, doesn't matter if you say yes or no, good luck on your social media, okay?
Oh, no, bro. What have you done?
No, it's so interesting, bro. But like, it's one of those crazy questions, because myself and Darren always have a debate about it. Some people say it is, some people say it's not, but it doesn't matter. Listen, bro, thank you so much for the chats. I know you've been celebrating friends at a wedding this weekend, and I do believe it was late night. So, allegedly, yeah. Have a great start to the week. Thank you for chatting to us. And I will make sure that I get hold of you for that breakfast. And maybe you can be the first human to try get Sky Shabalala on a surfboard. Sir, thank you so much.
100%. Brother, hey, before you go, is there any chance of me just saying congratulations to Devin and Tyler, the wedding I was at? I love you guys. And while we're here, we might as well tell the world about you coming together. Much
there
love.
You go. We've lost another good one. Cheers. Well done, Devin and Tyler.
No, yeah, bro. He's been dating over 14 years, but he finally hit that knee, bro.
There you go. Yeah. No, shout out to you, bro. And sure, we'll chat soon, okay?
Thank you, bro. Thanks for the chat. You and Akka, something. Wake up with Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.